Blog Talk Radio.
Hello out there, everyone. God bless you on this beautiful, beautiful day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and certainly we are so glad about it. Amen. God bless everyone for tuning in to Pray Without Ceasing Ministries on this beautiful day of National Day of Prayer. I'll tell you, I am excited just to know that men, women, boys, and girls all over this world, all over this nation, are taking out time today to seek the face of the Lord together, corporately, and separately. I just praise God for that, for this being the National Day of Prayer, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so we just give God glory today. We give him praise because we know that our Heavenly Father, he is the glory and the lifter of our head. Amen. Before we start our prayer today, I just wanted to give you a few scriptures to just meditate on throughout the day. Psalm 33:12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he have chosen for his own inheritance." I tell you, we are a blessed nation. Amen. We are blessed because we know that our Heavenly Father is in charge of this whole deal. Amen. We're reminded of the Word of God in Psalm 24, that God created the heavens and he created the earth. And so I am just grateful to the Lord. Amen. Today, I am just so grateful that we have a Heavenly Father that we can come to, that we can go to, that we can seek his face, that we're not here on this earth alone. Amen. I thank God for Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. "And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart." And so people today, there's many of us that are searching for the Lord with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our minds. We thank the Father that he woke us up this morning. He didn't have to do it, but he certainly did. We thank the Heavenly Father for protecting us all through the night, all through the midnight hour. The Heavenly Father and his angels have been on guard around our bed and around our homes. We give God the glory. Amen. I'm reminded of Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. And this is Jesus speaking. He says, "After this matter, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." And you know what, folks? We have a Heavenly Father that is in heaven. Yes, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. So if you're a believer, you believe Jesus is Lord over your life, you are in this world. You do have to deal with the things of this world. But we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We have a Heavenly Father. Amen. And so Jesus reminded his disciples that when you pray, pray like this: "Our Father, which art in heaven," recognizing that we have a Father in heaven. "Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come." Lord, not the kingdom that we're dealing with down here. Father, let your kingdom come here on the earth. Your kingdom of love, your kingdom of peace, your kingdom of joy, your kingdom of healing, your kingdom of prosperity, your kingdom of meekness, your kingdom of peace, in the name of Jesus. So when we pray our Lord's Prayer, it says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory." Amen. Now that's good news. Amen. And then over in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found." And that's what we're doing today, folks. We're seeking the Lord every opportunity we get. We call on the Lord. We call on the name of Jesus. We thank God, our Heavenly Father, for the blood of Jesus. Amen. And Luke 18:1 reminds all of us that men are to always pray and not faint. And so, folks, in these days that we're living in, there's a lot going on, a whole lot going on. But guess what? We are to pray and not faint. Amen. And so on this beautiful day today, take out time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or go to your local assembly, wherever they may be gathering together today on this National Day of Prayer. Be a part of that. And if you can't, continue to listen to this broadcast and go over the scriptures and seek the Lord while he may be found. Over in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "I exhort, therefore, that first of all, the supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Amen. So, folks, we're supposed to be praying without ceasing. We're supposed to be praying for our government, praying for our police officers, praying for our fire department, praying for our schools, praying for our children, in the mighty name of Jesus, praying for marriages, okay? We're supposed to be doing all that because the Lord said over in Jeremiah 33:3, but when we call on him, he's going to answer us, amen? So the Lord hears you when you pray. Remember Hebrews 13:1, let brotherly love continue. Pray for your brother. Pray for your sister, amen? And I am reminded of Colossians chapter 1, verse 3. We give thanks to God and the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. And that's what we do here at Praying Without Ceasing Ministries. We're always praying for you, praying for our city, praying for the body of Christ, praying for salvation for the lost, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We just thank God that we have a privilege to go to God in prayer. Amen. What a privilege it is to take it to the Lord in prayer. And so if you just bow your head down with me, I'm going to go ahead and start this special prayer today on this National Day of Prayer. So most graciously and Heavenly Father, I come before you first on this beautiful, beautiful day, Lord, for this wonderful Thursday. We thank you for watching over us, Father, for just being here with us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I'm asking you, first of all, to forgive me, forgive us, oh God, for any sins of omission and commission, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, Father, I ask right now within the sound of my voice, Father, as we now approach the throne of grace, Father, we thank you for every single listener, everyone that will hear this prayer, Father. We ask that you bless them right now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Now, Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, let it be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we are reminded again, according to 1 Timothy chapter 1, that we are to pray for our leaders. So, Father, today we lift up our president, President Barack Obama, and, Lord, I ask that you protect him, he and his family, and continue to cover him. Father, we're asking that you cover our Vice President Joe Biden and his family. Father, we pray that these presidents and their families' lives will continue to be protected. And, Father, we place the precious blood of Jesus over them. Father, we thank you that these presidents are surrounded by godly men and women with integrity. Lord, we pray for all of our congressmen, all of our senators, oh God. Father, in the House of Representatives, Lord, we pray for each and every one of them, that all these men and women in our state and government officials, Father, that they walk in your divine favor and in your wisdom. Father, we ask that you let the wisdom of God reside in the White House, Father. Father, we lift up every governor, Father. We lift up all the mayors all over the world, all of the city officials in every city right now. We lift them up, Father, including the city of Dallas, the city of Miami, Father, over. We lift up these government officials, Father, including the councilmen and women. And, Father, we pray for our entire judicial system, not only just here in Dallas, Father, but all across the nation, the judicial system. Father, we ask that you continue to bring divine alignment to these court and governmental systems, Father. Bring divine alignment like only you can. Father, we ask that you place strong men and women of integrity. Father, men and women who believe and trust in you, Heavenly Father. Place these like-minded people in our judicial system, Father. Lord, we lift up our education system. Father, we plead the precious blood of Jesus over our children, Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Father, that you continue to cover these children, Father, all across the nation. Father, we recognize that these children, they are our next generation. And so, Father, we're asking you and we're thanking you in advance that these children, they will fulfill their divine callings and their destinies. Father, we know and we decree that this next generation, Father, will honor you and they will serve you. These children will be bold and will not be ashamed of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, we're asking you today, right now, to continue protecting these children, Father, while they're at school in the playgrounds, Father. We pray a special prayer for these high school students, Father, those that are graduating this year, Father God. We pray over their proms, over their picnics, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you meet their needs physically, mentally, and emotionally, Father, in their homes, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them be able to have the finances for their prom dresses and get their hair done and all the things that are needed for graduates, Father, in the name of Jesus. Make every crooked place straight. Give their parents the wisdom of God, Father, and let peace reside in their homes in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We pray for every student that's studying their courses right now, Father, to complete senior year. We pray for them for your strength right now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we cover this class of 2015, and we're covering all students all over this nation, Father, that are graduating in the name of the Lord Jesus. We speak blessings and coverings and protection over them. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over these school buses, classrooms, lunchrooms, Father, these children's homes, and while these children are walking to school, Father, standing at the bus stop, Lord, encamp your angels all around them. Shield them with your mighty protection, Lord. Father, we ask that you fill these parents with your wisdom, that they do not miss it to the left or to the right, Father. Father, we need you to sharpen these parents' discernment, Father. I'm asking you right now, Lord, that the wisdom of God will live big and bold on the inside of these parents in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking you today to bless every single pastor, every single apostle and presiding bishop, bishops all over, Father, and superintendents and evangelists, Father, and ministers alike, Father. Bless all these laborers, Father, the gospels of these gospel fathers and mothers, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every lay person, Father, every person, Father, everyone that's carrying your word, oh God, bless them right now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, cover and protect your places of worship today. Even as we do, we have, Father, many are gathering together in various assemblies for this National Day of Prayer. Father, we ask that you bless this day specially, Father. Special bless this day. Bless the speakers, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Bless all the places that are opening up their doors for national prayer today. Bless the workplaces, Father, that are taking out time, Father, to include you in their workplace today. Pray in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you that it's praying time in our nation, and we realize that, Father. We thank you as we approach your throne of grace. Now, Father, we lift up the nations everywhere, and we're asking you today to send a revival, Lord, that will reach and stretch across these nations. Father, send a Holy Ghost revival throughout this land, Father. We are releasing a praying spirit in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus throughout this land, all across nations. Father, we pray for the brokenhearted today, Lord, and we ask, Lord, that you comfort these families. Father, we pray for families in financial need and distress right now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We pray and we thank you in advance, Father, for making a way out of no way, Father. Father, bring order where there has been confusion in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we lift up nations everywhere, Father, Albania, Bermuda, over in the Bahamas, Father, Australia, Yugoslavia, Father, Africa, New Zealand, Paris, Father, Italy, Father. We just looked up Egypt and Chicago and Detroit and California, Tennessee, oh God, Pennsylvania, Father God, Trinidad, Haiti and Jamaica, the Virgin Islands and the United States of America, Father. We lift up Israel and we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus right now over all these cities, over all the nations right now. We plead your precious blood. Now, Father, we ask that you continue to cover our military and all of our armed forces, Father. We pray for their families, Father, that you provide them with wisdom and guidance and protection and strength, oh God. Father, we need you right now, every hour, every moment, every second, oh God. We need you. Father, touch every listener that's listening in today. Touch their lives, touch their hearts, and bring healing to their body where healing is needed, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, bring healing to their minds, Father, because we know you to be a mind regulator, Father. And so we thank you for that right now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Now, Father, right now, according to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 18, Jesus reminds us that, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall buy, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in the heavens, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in the heavens. And so, Father, we exercise our authority as believers today. Father, we bind in the name of Jesus every demonic region. Father, we bind satanic regions in the name of Jesus. We bind all of Satan's evil, wicked demons and satanic forces of darkness, Father, tormenting spirits and spirits of heaviness, generational curses, Father, and brokenness. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. We come against cancer, Father. Father, we shake off every demonic attachment, and we are free, Father. We declare that our economy is free from recession and depression. We bind natural and spiritual harm, negative emotions. We come against you today in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of loneliness and heaviness and insecurities in the name of Jesus. We bind plagues and sickness and deceit, failures and schemes and schisms, Father. People with wrong motives and plots and all forms of evil. We come against you today, and evil foes and wickedness and witchcraft, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. We bind death, destruction, incidents of terrorism, accidents, violence. We bind it in the name of the Lord Jesus. We bind physical and verbal abuse, stress, emotional strongholds. We come against you in wicked imaginations and oppression and depression. Past failures, we come against you right now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Generational curses and temptation. Father, we bind that right now in the name of Jesus. We bind unforgiveness, sorcery, poverty, sin, brokenness, and shame, and soul ties. We come against in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Fleshly lust, pride and image and poverty and depression and fear and torment and death. And we come against the spirit of anxiety, all evil principalities and powers and rulers of wickedness in high places. We bind you today. And Father, we bind messengers of Satan and the witch and the warlock. We bind them in the name of the Lord Jesus. We come against strongholds of doubt and strong men of doubt and mental and physical strongholds, Father. We come against all of that. We come against guilt and shame and unbelief, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we bind bipolar, mental illness and jealousy, anger and rage and strife against you today. And we come against prescription drug addiction, sleeping pill addiction, sickness and diseases and stress and negative forces and cycles. Father, we bind them in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We come against deception and self-deception, Father. We come against confusion and self-confusion, delusion and unforgiveness. And Father, we are asking you today to deliver us from great waters, Father. We come against the palmer worm, canker worm, and a caterpillar, and the locust, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bind the evil spirits of financial disaster, lack, and poverty. We bind all power of economic destruction, Father. And we come against misappropriate associations. We come against misjudgments. We mishandle and mismanagement of situations, Father. We come against it. And Father, we remind this region that the works of the devil is over and the word of God prevails. We come against drugs and alcohol and sexual abuse and heart problems and diabetes and plan failures. We come against plan failures and schisms, wicked plots and fatigues and enemies and foes. We come against you. We bind you. We cancel your assignment right now. We cut it off at the root right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against all wicked imaginations and every single obstacle, seen and unseen. We come against it. We come against the spirit of rage in the name of Jesus. And Jesus, we thank you right now. We thank you, Father, that there is no more strife or envy or jealousy, that this spirit shall not and cannot hinder us or control us. We are free from all negative emotions and every negative spirit that tries to hinder anyone that's listening to this, to my voice today. We come against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just love you today, Father. All of these named demonic activities we mentioned, Father, we believe and we decree that they're being cut off at the roots in the name of Jesus. Every deceitful lie that the enemy tries to whisper into the ears of the people today, including listening, everyone's listening right now, we bind it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we loose your truth. And we declare your freedom to everyone within the sound of my voice, that they are free. For who the Son set free is free indeed through the blood of Jesus. Father, we break every single cord. We break the bands of destruction and wickedness. We take our rightful seats of authority. And Father, free us from limitations and handicaps, Father. We thank you for the release today in the name of the Lord Jesus. the release of your glory, oh God, as we lift up every nation right now in the name of Jesus, as we pray for America, God. We thank you that America will line up with the laws of the land. America will line up, Father, with your values and the way you see things, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you right now that America shall repent in the name of the Lord Jesus and turn their hearts back to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for making every crooked place straight, Father, in our judicial system, on every side, Father. We thank you that the word of God is true, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray for the body of Christ, Father, for unity, for strength, oh God, that they'll be strengthened in the name of the Lord Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you right now for the release of your glory, the release of your power, the release in our lives to be turned around victoriously, that we walk in victory, Lord Jesus, because of the blood of Jesus, and the release to receive more opportunities, oh, Heavenly Father. We're crying out to you today on this National Day of Prayer, Father, thanking you for an opportunity, for a time set aside where we can stop and say, taste and see that the Lord is good, his mercy endures forever. We give you glory, we give you praise, we give you honor, oh God. We thank you for Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus over every situation, over our lives, our marriages, our homes, our children, over our decision-making, over our health, over our bodies, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Now, Father, we just thank you right now for increasing us on every side, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Father, that we're born again, filled with the Holy Spirit. We pray right now, Father, if there's anyone within the sound of my voice have not received Jesus, we pray right now, Lord God, all over this nation, all over this world, that today will be a day that they will say, dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me now. I repent of sin. I turn away from it. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he was crucified and buried, that he rose on the third day, and that he's coming back for me. I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. And because of that, I am born again. And so, Father, we thank you for men and women that have received Jesus as Lord on today. We give you glory. We give you praise for your steadfast love, Father. It never ceases, and your mercies, they never come to an end, for they're new every single morning. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we give you glory, we give you praise, and we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to come to your throne of grace. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you all. God bless everyone who's out there and positioning themselves to have an attitude of prayer today, for this is National Day of Prayer. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for those of you who tuned in and listened to this prayer today. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord shine his face upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And so just keep on praying, praying without ceasing. Prayer changes things, and most importantly, changes you. So feel free to join Pray Without Ceasing Ministries every Saturday on our prayer call, every Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Simply dial 424-203-8405. The access code is 639-686-POUND. We look forward to you joining us on Saturday mornings for a time of prayer. Amen. You can follow us on Twitter, Pray Without CEA1. That's Pray Without CEA1. On Twitter. And also feel free to email me, which many of you do. Email me at praywithoutceasingministries@yahoo.com. Feel free to follow us on Facebook, Pray Without Ceasing Ministries Group, 1140 AM, as well as Pray Without Ceasing Ministries prayer request page. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you guys. Keep on praying. Keep Jesus in your heart. And just recognize that whatever you're going through, if you don't like it, don't worry about it. This too shall pass. We give God the glory. We give him praise. We thank him for covering his places of worship all through the day today, as many believers will be gathering all across the nation by way of radio, TV, radio blog, even in their churches and even in some homes. There'll be prayer going forth. We give God for another opportunity to come to Jesus in prayer. Amen. And the song that comes to my heart is just, what a privilege we have to take everything to God in prayer. Hallelujah. What a privilege we have to take everything to God in prayer. Amen. He's a faithful God. He's a wonderful God. He is a great God. He is an awesome God. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all see how great. How great is our God. He's a mighty God, everybody. Just know that God loves you. I love you. Stay prayerful, everyone. And just know that God can, God will, and God did. Amen. God bless you. This has been Minister Rhonda Caldwell. Pray Without Ceasing Ministries. Bye-bye now.